Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the True Restorations Tolkien Club on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Charles Borchard, and today we are joined by Alexander Kay. I'm going to say Kay there because I can't pronounce his surname, or at least I haven't been told how to pronounce it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Charles.
Great. So in today's episode, we're going to be looking at chapters 2 and 3 of The Hobbit, starting with chapter 2 being Roast Mutton. But before we dive in to sharing our thoughts on that chapter, what I'd first love to do is ask Alex, what has been your experience with the works of Tolkien? Are you a complete newbie, or do you know your stuff? And, you know, how has it, if at all, been a part of your life?
Yeah, sure. So I think Tolkien as a whole has really played a pivotal role in my life, in the sense that The Hobbit was the first book that I read that I felt like, I think I was about maybe like 11 or 10 at the time. It was the first book that I felt like, wow, this is like, I'm reading an adult book now. You know, like, I'm not reading grade school chapter book anymore. Like, this was one of those books that was a big dense, you know, like, you pick it up and you're like, wow, this is a real book. So for me, that was like that passage from kids reading to more adult reading, even though The Hobbit is really a kid's book. So yeah, from there, I remember, you know, in school, hearing about the different works. After that, my friend had a gorgeous edition of The Lord of the Rings, like all of the books in one, like, leather-bound book. And then, of course, at the time, the movies came out. And so it was just something I got really immersed in. And then as I grew up, you know, I read The Lord of the Rings. I read, I guess it would be The Unfinished Tales, or I forget what the title is of it, but some of his other works that he didn't actually finish and publish. Mm-hmm. I haven't done the Silmarillion yet, but that's on the list to hit. And as well as some of his lesser known works I'd like to get to also, you know, the non-Lord of the Rings universe stuff. Like he has, I think it's called Stories from Father Christmas and whatnot. But
right, yeah, I haven't read those either. There's quite a lot of Tolkien's work that I haven't read yet. You know, mainly I'm just a fan of the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and I've read some of the Silmarillion. And yeah, he's just got, I remember there's a really cool art cover for, I think it's Unfinished Tales, where it shows, like, I don't know what is happening in the story, but it shows like these two, I think they're like young adults, and they're stood beside some like giant dog beast thing, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? It looks really cool. But I have no idea what that story is, so I'll find out eventually one day.
Yeah, no, that's the amazing thing about it, is that there's so much out there. And then you think of the History of Middle Earth series, where his son compiled, I think, you know, all these like different manuscripts and letters and stuff that just add to it. And it's like, wow, I mean, you could spend so much time with everything that he offers.
There's an amazing documentary on YouTube that explores Christopher Tolkien and the role that he played in maintaining his father's legacy. I would highly recommend watching that if you haven't seen that already.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'm a bit of a nerd with it, where I like to watch different YouTubers talk about, you know, the different hidden things that you find in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and whatnot, and all the lore, you know. It's really entertaining sometimes.
And there was one thing that you mentioned as well, where you said that you found The Hobbit to feel a bit more serious and adult. Is that right?
Well, not in itself. I mean, when I was like, you know, 10 or 11, it was like, this was like, it felt like an adult book at the time. Mm. But I mean, obviously now looking back, you know, I'm 34 now, so reading it, you know, it is a bit more whimsical, especially compared to The Lord of the Rings. I think that's what he intended. That work, Lord of the Rings, is much more serious and much more adult than The Hobbit. But still, I mean, it is, when you're jumping from like chapter books in grade school to something like this, it's like an adventure, and it's really something different.
Well, it's a great way to lead into discussing this chapter, the roast mutton. So just before we actually dive into it proper, this gives just a little bit of a summary of what happens in this chapter. They set off. Bilbo wakes up a bit too late. Other dwarves have headed off. And Gandalf says to him, you know, hurry up, get to it. And Bilbo rushes out of his hobbit hole, doesn't take much of his possessions with him, and he sets off after the dwarves. And then after much traveling, they come up to a point.